listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. The City of Greater Geraldton will reduce its number of councillors from 12 to 8. They're one of 48 local governments required to shrink in size under new state reforms. Council numbers will be reduced over two elections by 2025. A new report reveals more than 5% of regional West Aussies are experiencing homelessness and housing stress. The 10 worst affected areas in the state are all regional, Wiluna taking the top spot, where 47% of residents aren't living in appropriate housing conditions. Foundation Housing CEO Chris Smith says housing stocks need to increase by at least 9% to meet demand.
We're seeing huge demand for both social and affordable housing, unprecedented levels of demand for both types, and we're finding it really difficult to activate new supply in the current market.
The state's beef industry contributed more than $1 billion to the WA economy last financial year, according to new figures. The Australian Bureau of Statistics numbers show a jump in the gross value of the product to $1.03 billion for 2021-22, while the beef industry contributed more than $25 billion nationally. Ningaloo's whale sharks have been spotted in a place outside of the reef. A 3D billboard in the heart of London features images of the sharks as part of the state government's tourism campaign. The 3D whale sharks have also appeared in New York Times Square. Dongara is set for a new hospitality facility, which would include a space for live music, weddings and a restaurant. Illegal Tender Rum Co. has submitted a development application with the Shire of Irwin for the $1.6 million venue. It's hoped construction will be complete by October. In local sport, a huge round in Geraldton men's basketball this week. State side suffered a loss at the hands of the Trades, 77-67. While the Pumas got up over Chapman Valley, 73-64 by the final siren.